za za za. Bra ba bra ba 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 ye ye yo 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 shouted from the mountaintops, what would you give to be free?
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us today. We are connecting to self-love and that art of moving forward, and sometimes it's not so easy to do. And this can apply to all different types of moving forward. It might be about moving forward in a relationship with someone. It might be about getting a new job, taking a career change, an education change. It might be about coming forward with who you really are in life. It might also be about having the courage to do some deep healing so that you can be the best possible you here on planet Earth. So we're going to dive in and ask some of those questions about moving forward. And when we finally do move forward, depending on the situation, usually there's a little sweet spot where we feel that freedom. We feel, wow, I'm finally free. And then we may still have, you know, a road ahead of us to get to where we want to go, but we feel that just moment of aha. And that moment, that fire, that sensation gives us the energy to do this, to move forward. Now, sometimes it's exciting and we have no trouble grasping on that inner fire and that momentum to move forward. Other times, there's fear, there's doubt, there's a sense of comfort staying in the past. And so today we're going to ask some of these questions so that you can start to contemplate, are you ready to move forward? And right now, where we are, on the North American continent and in the Northern Hemispheres, we're about to enter that yang period, and then we're going to transfer energy with the Southern Hemisphere, who has been in the yang momentum, and they're going to go into the yin. What this means, no matter when you're listening to this cast, especially if you're on the equator, you get to be in that center point, is that there's a different energetics on the planet during these seasons, and we see that. And so if you are in a place where the yang is coming up in this part of the year, then you're able to harness that energy and move forward. And if you're in the receptive mode, meaning that more of a yin time, it's a good time to prepare and to contemplate and then move forward in the time of the year where the energy is going to support you to do so. And there's a reason for that. It's kind of like driving a stick shift and going from first, second, third, fourth versus going from first to fourth. It's going to be a lot more arduous on the car, and eventually the transmission will probably drop out. So here we go. We're going to ask the questions. One, are you ready to move forward with whatever idea you might have in your head or something that you've been cultivating courage in your inner being to do? So the question is where to start oftentimes. And so what I'd like you to do, if you have a pen and paper close by, write these down. And then after this segment, take some time to really answer the questions. We'll have some respites with some music where you can contemplate them, start writing. However, take some time and allow yourself to come back to them. It doesn't have to be the end all be all, the first pass at these questions. Give yourself some time to be truthful and honest. And if you have someone that you trust in your life that could be really honest with you, or maybe you haven't been hearing what they've been saying to you, that you could get their feedback too. Question number one is, what are you waiting for? Question number two, who, what, or where is holding you back? And question number three is, why are you stopping yourself? So one, what are you waiting for? And this can be many things. Sometimes if it's in a business setting, you might be waiting for funding, or you might be waiting for the perfect business partners or someone to support your idea. And if this is in a relationship situation, if you're wanting something to happen and it hasn't, then you might continue waiting unless you take the initiative. If you're ready to clear the air about something that you've participated in or something that's happened, you are more than likely ready to take some action and step. If it has to do with some deep inner healing or getting out of a situation that's not healthy, this might be a question you really need to ask yourself. What are you waiting for? In addition, if it's about moving away from a relationship, you really need to ask yourself what you're waiting for, what you're afraid of. And that'll lead into the next question: who, what, or where is holding you back? And we'll break this down into a couple different areas, but that question, who, what, or where is holding you back? Sometimes the where is we're tied to where we're living and we're not willing to look out beyond that location. Sometimes things aren't clicking in that location and you're actually being called to be someplace else. What? It might be a job, it might be a relationship, it might be a self-imposed perception of something. And the who, I'll give you a clue, typically is just you. You can blame all these other things, people, places, things, but typically it's you holding yourself back. And so when you answer that who question, really delve into yourself about holding self back. And then we'll get to the last question, is why you're stopping yourself and what's going on there. And just really be honest. You have nothing to worry about. This is your pen and paper or pencil and paper, and if you want afterwards you can put it in the compost or set it on fire in the fireplace, but just to get to the root of it. And this will allow you to really understand what is stopping you from moving forward. Once you determine that, then what's going to happen is you start to get to the truth of the matter, and you realize, like, wow. Again, I'll give you this clue that it's typically just yourself that keeps you in this situation. And when we're really excited, as I mentioned earlier, about a situation, we're ready to run forward. And sometimes we need just to collect our thoughts, and we'll go through some of that forward motion so that you can be mindful along the way. Whether you're in a difficult situation or an exciting situation, two things are happening. Sometimes if we're in a difficult situation, there's so much fog around us that we can't see clearly, and it's hard to make those steps forward and be discerning at the same time. So we'll talk about that. And then also, if you're really excited, sometimes we get so amped up that we think, oh, this is going to come true and it's going to manifest my dreams and reality is going to happen. But then we start maybe not being as discerning because we're on an adrenaline rush and we're not going back to some of the practical day in and day out to make things happen. And it does take a discipline to make things happen. No matter what you're wanting to happen, if you want to have a healthy relationship, you got to put energy into it. If you're wanting to build a business, you have to put energy into it. And if you're wanting to heal yourself, you got to put energy into it. You can keep shoving it aside, but you can't escape at looking at those situations. So this is how we know when we're ready to move forward, because we're ready to take action on any or all of these things. And sometimes you are asked to do this all at once. I can speak from personal experience. I got to jump into a lot of forward motion all at once in many different directions, but it is possible to do this. What we're going to do right now is we're going to talk about getting to the truth, and I'm going to give you a little bit of pause. You can go back and look at some of these questions that I've asked you to look at and just really dive in and see if you can get to a good nugget that you can start to work with. So first you ask yourself the questions and get to that truth, and no matter what it is, then you need to ask yourself, if you're still not so convinced that you're ready to move forward, do you need something? And if so, what do you need? And maybe you should start asking for it. Number two, if there are situations, patterns, or locations that no longer serve, are you ready to move away from them? And this is where codependency comes in. When we're used to our comfortable blanket that feels really good, and we don't want to really let go of it, but we know that we can't grow anymore if we keep carrying our blanket with us everywhere we go, that it's time just to let go. Now, what happens, and I love to explain this to people, is that when we're holding on to energy in the universe, if we're holding on to our blanket, but our blanket belongs back there on the racetrack of the spiral in the universe, or over there in front of you somewhere, that you're actually impeding forward motion, not only for yourself, but for everyone else that's connected to the parts and pieces that will actually totally shift into a new gear once everyone has done their part. So that's why if we can all be responsible for ourselves and really attune and listen to what's going on, it becomes really exciting to see what flows. So really ask yourself, are you ready to move away from these situation patterns and or locations that no longer serve? Codependency, are you ready to let go of codependency? And how you might know, just a boilerplate, if you're in a codependent relationship through work, through family, through love relationship, intimate relationship you have with children, all these different things, is do you get anxiety if you feel like you're not going to have them in your life, or that you can't get a hold of them, or you have this tumultuous situation where it's very grasping and there's a lot of emotional volatility in the relationship? It could be highs and lows, but if there's a big attachment, and a good way to check in there is how much time do you spend communicating via texting, messaging, technology when you're not with them? That's a great sign of how codependent a relationship is. Unfortunately, we are living in a very codependent society right now, where people are attached to electronic devices as if they were attached to their blankie, and they're having relationships with electronic digital communication that's not tactile. And we are a tactile race that thrives on having touch and co-creation and conversation and connection through visual and all our other senses. So to really ask yourself this, and are you willing to take yourself out of codependent relationships and start working on it? And that's a much bigger topic, but if you notice that one's become very unhealthy, it's time to start moving away from it. Then the other part of getting to the truth of this about moving forward is sometimes we get stuck where we are, whether if we've been trying to work on something in a career path or a relationship path or within our family. If there's something that we haven't made right internally and externally, that can create a big hiccup, because what happens is we have a energetic thread that's pulling us back. If we haven't made peace with it, if we haven't made it right, if we know it's still hanging on, even if you're the only one that's aware of it and it's still bothering you, make things right. And this will allow things to start moving forward, because guess what? It's just like cleaning out your closet. As soon as you start to make those things right, more space is available. Less energy is being exerted on things that existed in the past, and now you can move forward. So ask yourself these questions, and we're going to listen to that song in its entirety. It's by Derek Ashong, To Be Free. And just go back through the list. I'll repeat it really quickly. What are you waiting for? Who, what, or where, and or where is holding you back? Why are you stopping yourself? Those are the three questions. And to get to the truth, ask yourself, do you need something? Move away from situations, patterns, and or locations that no longer serve. Really look into the codependency and make things right inside and out. And when we get back, we'll dive in a little bit deeper. During this time, if you're inspired, write. Just let it flow through you. Otherwise, just sit, breathe, and allow Derek's music medicine to wash over you.
Za 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 za, bra ba bra ba ba, yeah 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 yo ho ho, yo 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 yo, oh oh, whoa whoa whoa, oh oh, hey yo, oh oh oh, yo 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 yo. What would you give to be free? Oh, whoa. Free to stand astride the morning sun and sing your own melody. Oh, whoa. And shout it from the mountaintops. What would you give to be free? Oh, whoa. Free to stand astride the morning sun and sing your own melody. Oh, whoa. And find your own way. My mama told me to stand upright and to give thanks when the morning comes. My papa taught me the will to fight, but he forgot to teach me when to run. And though my path was not always right, I found my way through in spite of me. And though I once could not find the light, well now I see. What would you give to be free? Oh, whoa. Free to stand astride the morning sun and sing your own melody. Oh, whoa. And shout it from the mountaintops. What would you give to be free? Oh, whoa. Free to stand astride the morning sun and sing your own melody. Oh, whoa. And find your own way. How many hearts burn a candle bright? How many souls know that morning glow? How many live just to sleep at night? And how many close their eyes to the cold? Who can say when we'll feel the light? All I know is that's where I wanna be. And baby, someday I hope we find a place for we. Give to be free. Oh, whoa. Free to stand astride the morning sun and sing your own melody. Oh, whoa. And shout it from the mountaintops. What would you give to be free? Oh, whoa. Free to stand astride the morning sun and sing your own melody. Oh, whoa. And find your own way.
So are you ready to be free and stand on that metaphorical and or literal mountaintop and sing? This is what happens when we're flowing with our life and we're putting our energy where we can, one, be of service to others, and that is a big service to ourselves. So whether you're needing to untie some knots from your past and let that go and or heal and or move forward with some changes in your life so that you can really bring in that vision that you hold in your heart or always have known, at least start moving in that direction. So you might have potentially sat there and started to write down some of the answers to the questions I asked you. I encourage you to do this several times. Keep asking yourself the questions, writing them down. What you think the answer is, it might shift and change. Ultimately, as I dropped a few clues, that no matter what the reasons are, you are the only thing that's holding yourself back. So if you're ready to move forward, we're going to talk about some things that you can do. In the second part, when I asked getting to the truth, we're going to formulate a little bit of a structure so that you can get to that truth and start to take action. And this is going to be, the action will be the practice to get you from point A to point B. Now, as I mentioned, if you have something exciting happening or something really heart-wrenching happening, in both situations, emotions are at amplification that sometimes disables us from being able to discern the best steps, keeps us from being in a more methodical yin mode. We might feel more like a rocket ship shooting off in all different directions. So we'll start here. And the question I asked you in getting to the truth was, do you need something? And if you do, then we're going to address that right now. And if that answer is yes, then we need to make sure that you understand what that is, why you might need it, and where to ask for it. If you don't think you need anything, fantastic, but still listen, because you might need something, and sometimes it's hard for us to ask for what we need. So first of all, ask yourself what you need, and be very clear and objective. So I'll see this a lot of times when I work with people one-on-one, especially when they're putting together their vision and their plan and their strategy to build something or create it, that they're not very specific. And while the creative process is beautiful to be in a conceptual process, very big, grandiose pictures, but then you have to bring it down to the granular and be specific with where you want to go with it. Very important to have both those yin and yangs happening. So when you ask yourself what you need, you want to be very clear and objective. And this is something that you want to potentially run by someone else. Example, if you have a business idea that you want to launch, you are going to want to really bring it down to the numbers and how it's going to work and how it's really going to bring in revenue. And if it's possible, and if you're feeling good about that, because sometimes when the numbers get put on the piece of paper, people are like, oh, I don't really want to do that. I just want it to be my hobby. And that's okay too. Then also, if you're in a situation where, let's say you're been in a long-term marriage and you're ready to move on, you still got to get granular. You got to get to those numbers. You have to realize, are you going to be working now? If you weren't working, if you've been working, do you realize that you're going to be living on less? And is that possible? And of course it's possible, but you have to really see that so that you can move forward and know what you need to do. And especially if you want to get back to where you've been at, or you want to just stay where you're at, then you really structure it in a way that you can get there. The more objective you are in these situations, the faster the process is going to be. The more the fear or depression or anxiety or manic energy of excitement, if it's something exciting is going on, that you might waste resources, you might waste your time, and you might be hanging out in the wrong set and setting to make this happen. So going to number two, when you ask for something, is evaluate what resources you have and where you are at. So in the example of starting out a business, oftentimes people feel they need a lot of capital up front. Well, Mother Nature teaches us something a little bit differently. You put a seed in the earth and you can actually just wait for the rain to come down and Mother Earth will do everything. She'll give it water, it'll grow, you can eat off of it, and you can get more seeds and plant more, and more rain can come if we were living in that harmony. Not many places live in that harmony still, but there are areas that do. When that happens, when you're living in that harmony, there's an understanding of what resources you actually need and how much you can manage and how much work it is to carry on with a certain situation. So when you're very clear with that, you might realize that in a business situation, you don't necessarily need a lot of things to start up. You don't need a lot of people working for you to get things going, that you might be able to do a lot of the work initially. And that's better, because then you can really see what all jobs are necessary and which ones are not, and how you can streamline that so the company or project or creation can be the most efficient as possible. Therefore, it will have greater yields for you. If you can imagine, I have my extended soul family, and they plant into agricultural much different than an industrial farmer. However, their yields are amazing, and there's no irrigation system. There's just a stick and a seed and moving the soil and tending to the soil and time and effort, but it's much different than a giant commercial industrial monocrop. So this is where you have to evaluate what you have, what you need, and how you can get started. So you can write these things down, receive, and be prepared to give. So what happens is, if you plant one fruit tree, you're going to get a bunch of fruit at a certain time of year and can only eat so much, so you have a lot more to give away. And if you were to open up, let's say, all those apples, you would have a lot more seeds, and if you had more land, you could plant more trees, and it would continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. So if you're receiving, you want to make sure that you're prepared to give in return. You're not just taking in resources, exhausting them, and not giving anything back in return. So we'll have models of this in crowdfunding right now, as they'll do an award system. Not so sure about the whole award system, other than if it's a book or a CD or something that's being actually produced. But this is still mirroring this idea that if the people are supporting you, you're returning something to them, maybe the end product, maybe you're giving them a little special gift, or you're mentioning their name. But really think about that, and giving can happen in all different forms and fashions and can be built into whatever you're creating as part of the model. Now, if you're healing right now, this is kind of a two-fold conversation, is, you know, you are going to potentially need help, and you might be receiving from a lot of people. Maybe you're in a situation where you can't afford to receive all the help that you will be, or give to all the help you're receiving, but you can still go out and do small things to give back in different ways. And then you can return that favor in the future in a different shape or form. So just remember, when we ask for something, we receive, be prepared to give. Our breath shows us this. When we inhale, we must exhale. And are we prepared to give? And ask yourself that question. Am I prepared to give? I want to receive, but am I prepared to give? And work with it. And you could do that with the breath. And let's do that right now. Let's just take a few minutes to take a breath, taking a deep breath in, and then exhale out. Again, deep breath in and exhale out. Another one, deep breath in and then deep breath out. And keep breathing in and out. And then simply ask yourself the question, are you ready to receive? And if the answer is yes, do you want to receive? Are you ready to give? That's something I want you just to keep contemplating about that receiving and giving. And as you go out into the world after you've maybe listened to this segment, revisited some of the questions, and asked yourself, really get clear on what you're giving. And this can even be really helpful in not only business type things or creative building of an idea or a concept, but this also is really important in a relationship. More than not, when we go back to the codependency, is that people are like, I just want to have my relationship. I just want my beloved to be here. And it's really very grasping. It feels like someone just wants to take someone and bring them into their life. And you have to ask yourself, are you ready to give to that person? If you're ready to receive them, are you ready to give? And that means really no strings attached. So Mother Nature, she gives to us so generously. And there clearly are not a lot of strings attached, because we, in areas of the world, have been very abusive in our ways and means to Mother Nature. Yet she keeps loving us up. She keeps blooming those flowers. She keeps sending rain, all these different things. So unconditional giving is really important. Now, if this is in relation to a business transaction, there's usually a lot of conditions to that. And that's another reason to run a little bit leaner, have a less complicated system to start your business out on, and keep it simpler, because you'll feel a lot freer and you won't have to come back to this episode in a couple of years and listen to Derek sing again, is that you'll feel a lot freer. The simpler you keep everything, the easier your life will be. So in a healing process, if you need to receive things, great, call it in, ask for help, ask to be supported, and then be prepared to give and allow yourself to listen. So from here, let's move on to are you ready to move away? Clear the deck, let go, L-E-T-S-G-O, let go of that which no longer serves. And this is one of the hardest things for the human being as we are incarnated here on planet Earth right now, is to let go. We have a lot of baggage we're bringing from before here, and we have a lot of collective healing to do. So in order for us to move forward not only for ourselves but the next seven generations, is to take responsibility for what's happening inside of us. And bit by bit, we will start to do this beautiful realigning with the system that we're operating on, which is planet Earth, Mother Earth, the mothership. And if we can align with what she teaches us in nature, it'll be much, much more effortless for everyone. So the first thing when you're clearing the deck, and sometimes that's what's required, sometimes you have to completely clear the deck because you're not in the right set or setting, and the only way for you to move forward is to really depart. And then you might bring back some of those people or places or things, but you will have a new vantage on them. So how do you start this process? Well, first, you want to start with some compassion for yourself and others, realizing that you're also going to probably find your friend humility, and it'll be time to move away from those situations that no longer serve. So ask yourself, am I ready to move away? Do I have compassion for myself and others? And as you do that, keep returning to compassion. Hold the gaze soft, open the heart, and you'll be amazed at what happens when you can do this. Keep the emotions out of it the best you can. Number two, it's going to take some courage to say, I'm doing this, I gotta go. I don't know how it's going to happen, meaning when you're in that moment, I don't know how it's going to happen, but then we bring it back to the granular, we bring it back to the objective. So compassion, humility, courage, and then objectivity. And get some feedback, listen to others. So you're ready to make a change, get some feedback. when you're doing that, call some friends that you trust their advice. I know when I had a large part of my reality deconstructing, I called some of my business friends and said that, you know, are doing well in business, not the ones that aren't doing well in business, but the ones that are, and said, okay, do you have some advice for me? This is what I have going on. How's my best approach to this? And the same in relationships, all these different things. If you have to go through a divorce, anything like that, really get some sound advice, and not from someone that's not grounded. Get some really objective advice from someone, and listen, be willing to listen. If you can't hear it all, record it, write it down, and then move forward. During this process of the move away, clearing of the deck, you're going to realize that you more than likely have been codependent because it's taking you some time to have the courage to move on. If you're inspired, you'll start to move towards self-reliance. And self-reliance means is that you realize that, hey, I can take care of myself, I can take care of my life, and I'm ready to co-create and share it with others as I am inspired. So think about it from this perspective, that it's going to take some pulling up of those bootstraps and creating a team, creating a group of people potentially to support you. That doesn't mean that you have to pay for all these people to support you. I'm sure you have friends and family. You might need to get some professional advice, get some counsel with different individuals, but know that as you clear the deck, you can be objective about this process and you can do it step by step. So don't be in an emotional whirlwind and start cutting things out. Decide, hey, I'm going to objectively start moving through this process, and I'm also going to be very clear with my communication through that process. So the next aspect that you want to look at is making things right. Because if we run forward and or move forward and or run forward, but we don't make things right in the past, what happens, and this I see it all the time in my own life, I've witnessed it, and with the people I work with one-on-one, what happens is that which they might have run from or left behind or buried or ignored that they participated in, it will rise up later. So you can't escape it, especially if you've introduce some kind of dependency, addictive habit, or something that's not been healthy to cover up the root issue. It's going to rise up, okay? Just because maybe you're dealing with your addiction doesn't mean that you don't have to deal with the root. So making things right is really important. I've done a segment on Ho'oponopono, but that's a great place to start. But also, you want to first digest what you're making peace with, and oftentimes it's the past, making peace with what happened, acknowledging what is, let go of any anger, any emotions that are non-serving, and just be okay with what was, and allow it to be, and allow it to move on. And this may take some time, but over time it will happen. If you have not intentionally or externally addressed and been accountable for an emotion, an action, or a situation you were part of, make it right. So if you participated in something and it caused someone harm, or you participated in a habit and you derailed a bunch of people's lives because of your inability to see yourself as you are witnessing today, go back and say, oh my, I am so sorry that I derailed your life. And more than likely, the person will realize they're dancing it too, maybe, maybe not. But really think about how you can make it right. So A, that you're calling it out. This is something you'll want to talk to another person about. Feel free to email me if you want to bounce something off me. I'm happy to work with you one-on-one. You want to really be clear at what you're doing. You don't want to stir things up unnecessarily. You might be making it right just in silence with yourself. And number three is get some help and feedback on how to do this. So as I said, you can email me, you can reach out to other people around you, and depending what your needs are, you can reach out to those areas that would best fit your needs for support. So in that process of making it right, as I mentioned earlier, what happens is you release all this energy that's been holding you back, and that creates some freedom. That stuff's going to weigh on you until you make peace with it. You know, if you suffered a trauma, it takes time, it takes layers, and more than likely that trauma is connected to something beyond just in this moment or this lifetime. We all are going through many energetic infeeds that are intertwined together, but the more and more we take responsibility for ourselves, we become self-reliant, we can be more compassionate for one another, and we start to make those shifts here on planet Earth and as our reflection in the universe. As ethereal as that might sound on a quantum level or a scientific level, just imagine yourself as a charge of energy. And anywhere that it's been impeded could create a break in that energy field, even though it might knock it out of balance for a moment and then it keeps going. That interrupt is still going to happen until you address it. Imagine yourself going on a racetrack, spinning around your energetic field, but there's something you haven't dealt with. It pops up and it creates the interrupt until it gets your attention. And sometimes it keeps getting louder and louder and louder till you're willing to listen. And this is when, you know, huge things happen. I can raise my hand there, where you put it off too long and then the universe gets really loud. It gets in your face and says, hello, it's time for you to take responsibility here. And as we go back to the first part of this segment, what's holding you back? It's you. It always comes back to ourself. The set and steady reflects that which we have decided to create as our reality. So what we're going to do here is we're going to listen to a little Freedom Tribe, Desert Highway. And if you can imagine yourself deciding to embark on the horizon, move towards the horizon, just take a moment just to have a pause from all the information I've been giving you. And when we come back, we'll just go through a simple process to connect to the steps to move forward.
Watching on my way, pick any direction and run when it's done. That's what I do when the time has come to face the sun. Change is change, changing rage into melody deep inside of me, more important than the memory, infinitely, infinitely, on and on and on, on and on and on. So for souls who have fallen, keep wishing for the angels most, as the spars host the Messiah in robe cloaked whispers. And we hide her in gypsy songs, we hide her in gypsy songs. It's the old long lost mystic melancholy melody that in harmony and suddenly set me free within the mystery. And sometimes I think it's just for you and me. You and me, it goes on and on and on. it to the sky, she cries. Tears fill up her eyes and I wonder why the day's gone by. Inside the eyes of wise it lies, the answer to this dream. Pour every river and every stream into the shaman drumming on the midnight breeze. Can't you hear the people say please? Sing that old long lost mystic melancholy melody that in harmony and suddenly set me free within the mystery. And sometimes just for you and me, for you and me, on and on and on and on and on and on and on, on and on and on.
So that was Freedom and Desert Highway. Are you ready to move towards the horizon? I know I always am, typically, because there's a lot of gypsy in me that likes to continue to move forward. So to recap, some of the practices to go from here is, one, be really honest with yourself, where you're at, what you want to do, if you have healing to do, if you have an idea or inspiration that you're ready to move forward with, if you have both of those things to do, or some major shifts to make in your life, that decide what needs immediate attention and start with one thing. And I really encourage you to get some assistance in distilling that down. Please feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to receive your emails and give you some feedback if you would like it. Number two is to start to take the action steps that we've talked about, is to ask for what you need. Be very clear and objective. Evaluate what resources you have, where you're at, and really ask yourself, are you ready to receive and are you prepared to give? This will be another segment, I think, even for maybe next week, that we'll talk about. Are you ready to receive and prepared to give? Really powerful question to ask yourself. From there, it's time to move away. Typically, there's energy that's stagnant that we need to move out. So clear the deck, let go, bring in compassion for yourself and others, humility. Bring in your friend courage and create some objectivity. Get some feedback. Listen when you ask for some feedback. Don't be spending a lot of time off-gassing your dramas and your problems or your over-enthusiasm. Really get some objective feedback from those that you're asking. Then from there, evaluate how codependent you are. And I say how is because we are in a codependent society right now, and start to move towards self-reliance. Then really dive into making things right. That'll free up some more energy for you. And this is an area you want to get some objective feedback as to what you might need to do and what you might not do. Some people might be like, you don't need to take care of that, but you might decide on a soul level that you really do. And whatever that process will be, it will be, and you will discover the right way to make things right. Hopo ono ono. And then finally, as I always love to encourage everyone, meditate. Take some time to be in silence. The more that you allow yourself to be in that state, the sooner that you will come into an alignment with your highest expression. That expression is destined to be of service in whatever modality that you are gifted with. And that service is very needed here on planet Earth. With that, you'll have an alignment with all aspects of yourself. So take some time just to be, and you will be surprised I promise you, I can guarantee that as what to what's revealed during that process. We are going to exit out tonight with a little Leonard Cohen. Hallelujah. I am so proud of you that you've made it through this segment and that you are even asking yourself if you're ready to move forward. If you're ready and you want some assistance, please feel free to reach out to me or someone else that you know would be a very valuable ally and objective for you during this process. Until next time, this is She signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a smile, and a namaste. Be simply.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Even.